considering the weather, I've got a nice story here. Now, scientists appear to have found what looks like an ice volcano on Titan. Titan's a fascinating world. It's about as large as the planet Mercury. It orbits Saturn. And because the sunlight reaching it is so weak, its surface temperature is about minus 189 degrees centigrade. Now, despite this, it's got an active weather system with lakes and rivers and rain. But this isn't with water, it's with liquid methane and ethane. They've actually sent a probe down there and you see lots of rounded pebbles on the surface and mountains. They're not made out of rock, they're made out of ice. So this is a strangely complete low-temperature analogy of Earth.
So what's a volcano doing then?
Exactly. Randy Kirk and colleagues have found a volcano about a kilometre high on the surface of Titan. They've called it Sotra. But rather than made out of rock, it's made out of ice. So the centre of Titan is obviously a bit warmer, possibly heated by gravitational effects from Saturn. Some of the water inside there is occasionally melting and it's spewing it up. And there's what looks like a whole series of kind of lava outflows coming out to one side of it, and it's kind of flowing down, make these beautiful sort of shapes coming off it.
So the thing that makes this happen is because Saturn is huge and exerts a very strong gravitational effect and Titan's quite close, it gets squeezed and stretched as it goes around Saturn because it's not going around a perfect circle around the planet, and that tidal stretching and squeezing makes some friction inside the moon, which melts some water and presumably drives this volcanic effect.
Yeah, that would be certainly one of the effects warming up Titan. And this obviously makes Titan even more interesting to study, as there's all sorts of more exciting geology going on, but with a completely different set of materials to Earth. But also, of course, wherever there's molten water, the chemistry gets very interesting, and there's always the kind of possibility of there being something to do with life involved.
So Darwin's warm little pool, but somewhere over there, millions of miles away.
And rather a lot colder, yes.
Thank you, Dave. Now, can you get dry?